In Parshas Emor, the Torah speaks in different areas regarding the laws of Tum and Tara, ritual purity. So in Parakhaf Beis, the Torah says, O Ish Asher Yigah B'chol Sheretz Asher Yitam Alau, a person who's touched any unclean type of small animal, O Ba'adam Asher Yitam Alau, or a person who can defile him, a person comes in contact with an animal or a human being who's Tameh, L'chol Tumaso. Nefesh Asher Tigabo, a person who touches any of the above things, V'tameh Ad Arav, he will be unclean until the evening. Lo Yocham in a kachim, he cannot participate and partake in the kachim, in the holy sacrifices in the Beis HaMikdash. Kim Rachot Besar V'mayim, until he washes his body in a mikveh in water. Rav Eliezer Papa, the famed author of the Pele Yoetz, the classic encyclopedic work on Hashkafa, goes on the order of the Aleph Beis. Rav Eliezer Papa lived in the pastor in the beginning of the 19th century. He was a Rav in Bulgaria. So he writes, not in the Pele Yoetz, but rather in his Sefer on Chumash called the Aleph HaMagen, in a beautiful way, Al Derech HaDrush, explaining these psukim regarding the importance of Talmud Torah. He says, Ish asher yigah b'chol sheretz asher yitmalav. The sheretz represents the nachash, the snake by the chayt of Adam HaRishon that represents the idea of sin, of Yetzahara, and Averos. So the person who comes in contact with the Yetzahara and is affected by his Yetzahara, pulling us away and makes us Tameh, over Adama Asher Yitmalav, or he comes in contact with a human being who is involved in Averos, and that person who does Averos pulls him away as well from his end goal of serving the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Nefesh Asher Tigabo V'Tameh Ad HaErev. This nefesh, this neshama, will be Tameh until the evening, until the sun sets, until he passes away. This is the status of his neshama. There's nothing to do about it. V'Yocham Min HaKadshim. And such a person will never participate in the holiest of holies, meaning Olam Haba, the Olam Emes Chias HaNesim. A person who's so connected to the Nachash, who's so connected to the Yetzirah, will have no connection to Olam Haba and the world of truth. So what should a person do? Kim Rachatz Bisaro V'mayim. He needs to go to water. Kol Sameh Halech L'mayim. Whoever is thirsty goes to water, goes to Torah. The person who wants to purify himself, so he can eat from the kachim, so he can enter into Olam Haba, needs to go to mine, needs to go to water, to learn Torah. And therefore, says Rav Eliezer Papa in the Aleph HaMagen, the ticket to Olam Haba is a person's Torah. If a person wants to get into Olam Haba, you need to come there with Torah. If you don't have Talmud B'yado, you're going to have a lot of trouble gaining entrance into the Olam HaEmes and being successful in the Olam HaEmes. The Gemara in Ksuvus Kuf Yud Aleph Amad Bey says, Amar Rav Elazar, Amei Ratzos Einim Chayim, those who are ignorant of Torah, they're not living. Hamishtamish Be'or Torah, or Torah Mechayehu. The person who uses the light of Torah, so the light of Torah gives him life. Because She'ein Mishtamish Be'or Torah, whoever does not use the light of Torah, Ein Torah, Ein or Torah Mechayehu. He will not have the light of Torah to Mechayehu him, to bring him back by Tchiyas Hamesim, the Nefesh HaChayim, the Chaim V'Lajner in Perek Dalad, in the Shar Dalad, sorry, in Perek Chaf Dalad of Shar Dalad, where he discusses the importance of Talmud Torah, says that our connection to Olam Haba, to the Olam Emes, to the world of Mashiach, so that comes through our connection to Torah. If you have no connection to Torah, you're going to have a difficult time connecting to the world of truth. If you think about it, the famous Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, of the six questions we'll be asked in the Olam Emes and the Yom HaDin, three of the six questions are about Talmud Torah. Did you learn Torah? How did you learn Torah? The way you learned Torah? Half of the six questions are relating to our learning of Torah. There's a great story in Ha'ish al HaChalma, which is the biography of Yosef Chaim Zunfeld, the Rav Yerushalayim, translated by Archbold into English in Guardians of Jerusalem. So they tell a story about Yosef Chaim Zunfeld and his idea of his ticket into Olam Haba. So it says, Rav Chaim's grandson, Rav Avram David Sonnenfeld, related the following incident. My grandfather was 75 when he called me over and said, come, let me show you an amazing thing that no one else has ever seen. He opened the drawer in which he kept his most important papers and withdrew a yellowed sheet of paper which he asked me to read. I began reading the paper, which had obviously been written with a trembling hand, but couldn't understand its contents because it dealt with the deep hidden world of Kabbalah with which I was unfamiliar. After begging my grandfather to explain the matter, he replied, when a person dies and he enters the world of truth, it is proper for him to come with a Torah thought prepared. You need to come with a ticket to get in there. This paper contains the thought that I have prepared to relate when I enter the Heavenly Academy. This is my ticket, he says. This is going to be my Torah, my way to come before the Olam Emes. And then the grandson recalls that following my grandfather's death, I searched the drawer for this paper, but I was unable to find it. I was greatly disturbed by this loss for many years, but several years ago I discovered this treasure in a wondrous manner, and I would not surrender it for any price. I don't know where the paper is right now. But this is the ticket. This is Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld's ticket to walk into Olam Haba, his Torah that he wrote specially to come before the Olam HaEmes. And with this in mind, we have a greater appreciation for the comments of Elchanan Wasserman in his Dugmaos Labir Agados HaDerech HaPshat. At the end of the Kovei Ta'aros and Yavamos, there's a chapter where Rav Elchanan spends time explaining Agadata in his own way, in his own fashion, in a way that he thinks is pshat, not using drush or anything like that, but rather explaining the simple meaning of some of the stories and some of the parables brought by Chazal and Shas. So in that discussion, he writes in Simen Dalet that it is impossible to merit Tchiyas HaMeisim, it is impossible to merit the resurrection of the dead, unless you have some connection to Torah. And he says it may be the case there are people who are Tinok Shnishba, that they don't know any better about Limud HaTorah, and they have no connection to Torah, and it's not their fault. But he says the reality of the world, the fabric of the world dictates that there cannot be Tchiyas HaMeisim without a connection to Torah. And he says, a person is not shayach for chiyas, e'efshar lios Tchiyas HaMeisim below or Torah. It is impossible to have Tchiyas HaMeisim without some connection to Torah. The Beis HaLevi has a hakdama to his drashos and to his shulas, where he writes as follows, that there's a difference between tashmishe mitzvah and tashmishe kedusha. What's tashmishe mitzvah? Objects used in the course of a mitzvah, lulav and esrog, tzitzis, things like that. And there's also things that are tashmishe kedusha, things that have Torah and Shem Hashem, a sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzahs, things of that nature. What's the difference between the two? When it comes to tashmishe mitzvah, things are used for a mitzvah. When you're done with the mitzvah, what do you do with the object? You wrap it up nicely in a respectful way. You can dispose of it in the garbage if you see fit. We know that we burn the lulav and esrog with the chametz. All these things can be disposed of after the mitzvah has been completed, as long as it's not treated in a way of bizayon, of disrespect. But what about tashmishe kedusha? What about a Torah, tefillin, mezuzah, after you're done with them? What happens to them? Can you simply discard them? No. Because when something has tashmishe kedusha, when something is affected by limud HaTorah and the words of the Torah, it inherently becomes kadosh, it inherently becomes holy, no matter what else is going on. And he says, a person who learns Torah, their body becomes tashmishe kedusha. It becomes infused with the holiness of the Torah. And when the time comes by Tchiyas HaMeisim, the body that is infused with Torah, that will be the body that is brought back. Because that is a body that is tashmishe kedusha, not just tashmishe mitzvah. And he says, this is the body that is a chefzisha kedusha. It becomes an object of kedusha that will last la'olam vad, that will be there in this world and the next. But a person needs to have a connection to Torah. With this understanding, many Acharim explain the Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Zayin. Amar le Rav le Rav Chia, Nashim v'may zachin la'kruei b'nayhu l'bei knista. What merits women? What is their merit? Meaning, what is their merit in Olam Haba? And the Gemara goes on to say that they, in many cases, will bring their children to school and allow their husbands to go learn. And that's the zechus of women in the Olam Emes. So the Acharim ask, what are you talking about? What about all the other mitzvos that women do? Why does this their thing that they're going to be zochen? So the answer is, in a society, in a community, where women are not involved themselves in Talmud Torah, then they need a connection to Torah. They need a zechus for the Olam HaEmes, for the next world. What's that zechus going to be if they themselves are not learning Torah? And the answer is, supporting other people in their Limud HaTorah. But without a connection to Talmud Torah, we see that the person is going to have a tough time in the Olam HaEmes, and therefore that's what the Elif HaMagen is telling us. Ki imrachatz besar b'mayim. If you want to partake in the Kodshei Kodshim, if you want to partake in the holiest place in the Olam HaEmes, you need to be rachatz besar b'mayim. You need to come there, purify with Torah, to be able to enter and to be zoche. We should all be zoche to enter into Kodshei Kodshim, to the holiest of holies, through our own zechus and limud HaTorah.